Thank you for calling customer support. This is JT speaking. Can I get your zip code? So
I need to know who you are and what you're doing charging my credit card.
We're a third-party call center that operates call services to hundreds of different companies. But we need to verify
they said
if
it
you
was
do.
Daily Potential Solution.
Yes, that is one of our companies, ma'am. That's one of the companies that we help with their customer service.
Okay.
May I get your zip code so I can see if you have an account to see what you've been billed for? And can I get a first and last name, ma'am?
Juanita Pack.
Thank you. And for security purposes, can you verify the billing address that we have on file, ma'am?
Why don't you tell me what it is?
Because that's the only way I can verify this is the person who is speaking. Because if you say a different billing address, then I know you are not the person that is trying to verify this account. That is our.
I don't know that I have an account. That's what I'm trying to find out, because my credit card notified me that y'all were putting a card and I want them to stop.
That's why I'm seeing if you have an account. So if you say an address that is different from
136 Lorraine Drive, Red Oak, Texas.
All right, ma'am. Does the purchase of a Vibe Watch on the 29th of March sound familiar for $792 for paying only the shipping and handling?
Yes.
All right. So then you do have an account with us, ma'am. I see that. Yes, on the 29th of March, you paid the shipping and handling, which was a total of $792.
Okay.
In doing so, you had to have agreed to our terms of services, which was a 14-day free trial, 4-day shipping, 10-day trial.
I did not get any of that.
It was in that little checkbox that said I am 18 years of older. The one you have to check when after you put in all your credit card information, ma'am. You have to check that box before you can even press confirm my payment. You won't be able to confirm your payment without checking this box, ma'am, on our website.
Okay.
So whether you read our terms and conditions or not, you have to agree to them. And that was a 14-day trial, 4-day shipping, 10-day trial for you to try out the watch. If you like it or not, you could cancel at any time. If you had canceled before the 14-day trial was up, you have only paid the shipping and handling, but you did not cancel within the 14-day trial, and that's why on the 14th of April, there was an attempt.
It would have denied because my credit card was frozen because it had been fraudulent charges put on it.
Yes, the charges for the 14th of April, both of them were declined.
Both?
Yes.
What's the other one for?
This was the for the Vibe Pods.
Okay, I got those way back in March.
Yes.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Since you did not cancel your 14-day trial on the 29th, and you received them on the 31st of March, you didn't cancel your within that 14-day period, so you had to pay the full retail price for both the watch and the pods. Had you canceled within the 14-day trial, you have only paid shipping and handling for both products.
I thought that I had already paid for those.
No, ma'am. You just paid the shipping and handling for a free trial.
Okay, I'm going to have to go back and look at my credit card statements because I'm pretty sure that I paid for those.
Yes, you already. Paid. Yes, you paid the seven.
No, I paid twice already.
Yes, the $792 and the $1,894.
No, I don't even know. I'm going to have to go look it up. I'll call
All
you
right,
back.
Ma'am. Thank you for calling.